So they agreed to support Denver Water taking this additional 18,700 feet from the Fraser River, and you will give us some stuff in exchange. And those are a series of traditional mitigation measures that you see with any big project that they're required to do by law, and then also a series of enhancements that went above and beyond those mitigation measures that sort of try and help fix some longstanding problems on the Fraser.
In your article, Lurleen Curran was the one who sort of capitulated a little bit, accepting that more water will be diverted. Do you think Grand County is simply tired of fighting these diversion projects?
Yeah, I think that was a big part of it. And she wasn't the only negotiator, but she was the lead negotiator for Grand County. And yeah, I think there was tired of fighting for sure. It's expensive. There are sort of these protracted legal battles, and there was a belief that they would probably lose also. I think Lurleen saw it as, and you know, the other people, officials in Grand County saw it as an opportunity to get some money for restoration of the river and from Denver Water that they might not otherwise get. And so it was this opportunity to get something or risk, you know, getting nothing potentially, because Denver has the water rights to the river, and they're a lot more powerful than this little rural county in Colorado. So there was that power dynamic at play also.
Can you briefly describe the enhancements?
In addition to the standard mitigation measures, basically Denver Water agreed to improve the health of the Fraser, which suffers a lot from like warm temperatures and sediment clogged stream beds that have hurt a lot of the fish species and other cold water species. So Denver Water agreed to release an amount of water if temperatures get really warm on the Fraser as a way of helping the river during dry times. They've committed money to improve fish habitat and whatnot and make it into a better quality river.
How can enhancements like this work if Denver Water is diverting more water from the Fraser River?
Yeah, well, that's the big thing that critics were pointing out as well. It's like, how will conditions improve if you're taking more water from it? Won't that just exacerbate problems? What I heard was they've established this plan called Learning by Doing, which is sort of this new way of going about mitigation, which is supposed to be flexible and will deal with problems as they arise.
I love that, learning by doing. It's sort of we don't know what we're doing, but we're going to plunge ahead and ask questions later.
Yeah, and that was a big criticism of that specifically was, well, how do you know it's going to be enough? And what does this actually mean? And critics were worried that it just sounded a little bit too good to be true.
What your story does not mention is the Colorado Water Plan. And I'm wondering how this deal fits into the Colorado Water Plan.
One of the big sticking points of the plan was over the potential for new Trans Mountain diversions.
Right.
And the basic framework that the basins agreed to was that new water diversion should only be allowed under much stricter conditions. And this project, in that way, falls under that, because Denver Water has pledged that they wouldn't be able to divert in really dry years. And, you know, they're doing a lot of things to offset some of the damages, and that's different from the past.
Gary Walkner, who's director of Save the Colorado, my guess is that Gary Walkner does not see it that way at all.
No. One aspect that interests me in this story was there are a lot of people who see these questions about water and water politics and diversions is very sort of zero sum, and Gary's one of those people. He believes that the Colorado system is over allocated. It's under a lot of stress, as you know, has been well documented, and any new diversion project, no matter how many compromises and mitigation measures are attached, are too much for the greater system to handle. And so it's like, there should be no new diversions at all, no matter what. And then those more ecologically minded are just kind of distracting from the reality of it, which is it is still taking more water. And we're in an era of drought and climate change, and we can't continue to rely on these sort of water consumption habits of the past, which is taking these big water transfers from west to east. The system is overtapped and can't support those anymore. I did see valid arguments on both sides, and that was one of the challenges of writing the story, I think, was sort of being sensitive to both those viewpoints and giving each side their say.
On July 1st, Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment gave this project a key permit. What is the next step?
They're waiting on the final say from the Army Corps of Engineers, which should come really any day now, giving the project its final approval.
Well, Sarah Torrey, thanks very much for joining me, and thanks for your great work.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.